here in the lush forest. Do you hear the chickadee tweet tweet away?
Here we are, episode 4. We're back. Episode 4. We call this episode Gear. This is Mike in the Field. My name is Mike. I'm sitting here with Mr. Jared Graham of Fire in the Field, drummer of said rock and roll outfit.
What's up, everybody?
Let's do this. Okay, gear. Oh my God, how much do you love gear? How much do you hate gear? It's like the most insane. It's like,
have you seen my garage?
Yes, exactly. I have. I've been in it. I've seen it. It's a crime scene. It's like a love nest of gear.
I once heard this great thing, this equation, when your wife asks, you know, how many pieces of gear do you need?
Right.
And so it's pretty easy. Anybody with a pencil and piece of paper can do this. It's the number of pieces of gear that you currently have.
Okay.
And then it's plus one.
Right.
And that's how many that you need.
That's always it.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Oh, man. It must be such a different response between each of those three kits that you have, right?
Yeah. I mean, between all the kits, the feel of the kit itself matters. It like almost forces you to play in a certain way.
So it does. And it forces you to play in that way, in a sense where you feel, not where you feel bottled in, but where you feel creative in that.
Creative in that aspect. Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So like the modern Ludwigs that I have, they don't like a lot of notes, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll choke out.
Mm-hmm.
And so like playing like sparse patterns on that is super fun.
So you get like purity of tone.
Super
versus
pure tone. Okay, unbelievably pure tone.
Cool.
But you can't do like, it doesn't love fast rolls, you know?
Mm. Interesting.
So it's like, yeah. And so like playing kind of like sparse fills and kind of just big, solid sort of, Bonham-esque fills on that thing. It sounds great. And that, for that kit, if that's what I need to go for, you know, that's what that one's for.
Mm. That's cool.
And then when I go to like one of the all around ones are the two vintage kits are like go tos for anything.
Is this as mojo or playability or both?
Kind of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of both. They both play really well in just about any.
Do you feel? Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but no, do you feel comfortable bringing the vintage stuff to gigs?
Sometimes. No, one of them's not, you know, it's kind of beat up.
Yeah,
and I feel
like
a little bit rough. Yeah, and I don't want to, you know, traveling with it, and if I were to let, you know, backline or something.
Yeah.
Not so much. That's probably a home piece and a studio piece.
Yeah. The sound is so great.
I love that. I love that kit.
and they hold their tune pretty well, right? I mean, they're, or no.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, they're pretty good. One of them, you know, the blue one, the one that's a little bit rough, it needs a little bit, you know, it's a vintage kit, man. It's been around the world probably a million times. You look at it and it's like, it's seen the day.
It's awesome.
But, so, you know, you just play with it and keep it going. But, the other one, the red one was like, it looks like it just kind of sat in somebody's attic since 1965 and was never touched.
That's amazing.
It's beautiful. So that thing I'll take anywhere and it's fun to play.
Right on. So it's still durable.
Super durable. It's like brand new.
That's
love
the blue
it.
One?
The red one.
The red one.
Yeah.
The red one. Take the red pill.
Take the red pill. No, I don't know about that.
Yeah. You can't pick. Or can you pick?
If I had to pick, I would keep the blue kit.
Wow. Yeah. The photos from that show.
That was another fun one. Speaking of shows.
For the Stickmen at Jewel in Manchester. There's some great photos, and your drum kit makes those pictures.
You've been listening to Mike in the Field with guest Jared Graham. Send me an email at mike@fireinthefieldmusic.com if you'd like a topic discussed on this show. April 16th, mark your calendars, April 16th, 2021. Our brand new album, Resurrect, finally gets its release on all major streaming platforms. Peace, love, and fire.